各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
这是我非常大的荣幸，被邀请来到这边来跟大家一起分享主的话。
It's my honor to be invited to share with you from God's word.
我要谢谢林主任还有神学院的邀请。
I'd like to thank our seminary and also Elder Lim for the invitation.
我还是要代表我现在服事的创新神学院的所有同工向大家问候。
I'd also like to represent all the colleagues, my colleagues from 创新神学院 to extend our greetings to all of us.
我想这个神学院还是跟我们在座许多的弟兄姐妹有关系。
I'm very sure that this seminary is closely related to many of us.
因为我们主要服事是在中国大陆的那个为中国大陆预备神学的老师跟那个传道人。
Because our main ministry is to train and pastors and also teachers in mainland China.
还有在欧洲的华人教会，我们也是为他们来预备传道人。
We also equipped ministers for pastors for the Chinese churches in Europe.
这两个地方其实很多弟兄姐妹都来自中国，那我想在座很多人都关心中国的事工。
So both in mainland China and also in Europe and actually around the world, there are lots and lots of mainland Chinese.
所以我们这两个神学院应该是相当亲近的哈。
Okay, I'm very sure that our seminary and your seminary is closely related in this aspect.
好，我们今天要分享的这一段经文是保罗的故事或他的叙事。
This morning we'd like to look at this narrative about Paul's conversion.
其实我并不是要做所谓的解经讲道。
Actually, I'm not going to do maybe what we call an expository preaching.
这个保罗的事件呢，事实上对大家来说是非常非常熟悉的。
I'm very sure this passage is very familiar to all of us.
我要借着保罗他的记事哈，就这样的叙事呢，我们来思想几个问题。
But through this narrative.About Paul's conversion, we'd like to reflect and think through several questions.
在第九章，我们看到刚开始介绍的保罗是一个非常热心于犹太律法的一个学者。
Through the introduction in this chapter, we know that Paul actually is a very fervent Jewish teacher.
他的热心不只在说他是那个法利赛人加玛列的门下。
Not only was he a Pharisee or a student of Gamaliel.
我们可以知道说他是法利赛人是非常严谨的在遵守那个律法以及律法的诠释。
We know that the Pharisees, they are very strict observers of the law.
我们常常看新约会觉得说法利赛人是坏人。
Many times when we look at the New Testament, we'll think of the Pharisees as the bad guys.
因为耶稣常常责备他们假冒为善。
Because Jesus often rebuked them as hypocrites.
但是事实上他们是非常非常严谨的在或者非常重要神的话语在遵守神的话语。
But actually, in a way, they are strict observers of the word of God.
事实上我们不该轻看他们的。
Actually, we should not look down on them.
保罗不仅是很热心的研究律法可以说他是一个神学博士的身份。
Actually, Paul, in a way, he's not only a very fervent student of the law, of the Old Testament law.
而且他是出自名门，加玛列是当时非常著名的一个神学老师。
And actually, he was taught by a very famous professor at that time.
他有学识上的那个地位。
So, in a way, Paul has that status in the academic world at that time.
我们在第九章一开始看到说他还热心的去执行他觉得说遵守律法的人应该做的事。
And actually we also read that he actually carried out what the law has taught them to do.
那就是去逼迫违反律法的基督徒。
And that is to persecute the Christians who seems to go against the law.
去逼迫那些亵渎上帝的亵渎耶和华的基督徒。
And to persecute those Christians who seems to be blaspheming Yahweh.
去逼迫那些已经走错路的去信基督的那些基督徒。
And to persecute those who have gone astray because they follow Jesus Christ.
我们看到他在这里的经历是他在 逼迫基督徒的过程当中，他遇见了主。
And here we see that in the process of persecuting the Christians, he met the Lord.
他原来是一个有非常非常有光明前途的一个犹太学者。
In a way, we can say that he is a Jewish scholar who has a bright future.
他认为他是走在那最光明的路当中。
And he thought that he is also walking in that very bright future.
可是当耶稣基督的光照他的时候，他的眼睛黑暗了。
But when the Lord's light shone upon him, his eyes were darkened.
他的眼睛，肉体的眼睛看不见，让他去思想到他心中的那黑暗。
And therefore, through the by losing his eyesight, he began to think about his own darkness in his spirit.
在他眼睛看不见的时候，他人才服下来了。
So when he was not able to see physically, then he submitted himself to the Lord.
人如果没有耶稣基督的真光，人看不到自己的黑暗。
Unless we have the light or the true light of Jesus Christ, we will not know our darkness.
其实每一个人都很自信，他是走在对的路上。
Many of us, or I mean most people, will think that we are walking in the light.
如果没有真光，每个人都认为自己所说的、所想的就是正确的。
And if we have not encountered the true light, we thought we are walking in the true light.
我很喜欢希腊哲学家柏拉图的一个说法。
I like what the Greek philosopher said.
其实不止我喜欢哈，初代教会的教父以及中世纪的很多神学家都非常喜欢。
Even the church fathers and theologians, they love this saying.
奥古斯丁也常常使用这个假说，这个说法。
Augustine also quote from this author.
那就是柏拉图的洞穴说。
That's Plato. Okay.So this is Plato, the Greek philosopher.
柏拉图讲到说，人好像是被绑在洞穴的一群人。
洞穴，一个洞。Okay. Plato said that we are like people who are packed in a cave.
一排被绑在洞穴，比如说我们这里是一个洞穴哈，那我们一排被绑在这边。
Okay.Imagine that maybe this is a cave and all of us, we line up and we are all tied up.
人只能看到前面。
And we can only see what is before us.
因为它被绑着。
Because we are all tied together.
在这个洞穴的后上方呢，有一个火把。
火把。
火把。
Okay. So behind us, there is fire.
那个火把呢，下面就有一些东西动来动去。
And under that fire, there are things that move around.
所以洞穴的人，他只能看到那个前面的墙上那个动来动去的黑影。
So for those of us who are tied and we can only see the shadows of what is happening behind.
他认为真理就是那些墙壁上的那些黑影。
And so we would think that the real thing are those shadows which are moving.
被绑着人当中，有人就挣脱出去了。
Amongst those who are tied up, some try to loose themselves, and they are able to loose themselves.
比如是你很好奇，你就不愿被绑在那里，就跑出去了。
Maybe you're one of those who try to loose yourself.
然后到外面之后，才看到一个有太阳的世界。
And then you went out the cave, and you came under the sun.
那个太阳的世界所光照的是彩色的、美丽的。真实的世界。
And all the things that appear under the sun, they are really beautiful and full of different colors.
在真光照耀之下，这个世界是一个多彩多姿、美好的世界。
So under the light of the sun or the real light, then we are able to see the real beautiful world that we are in.
你很兴奋。
And you are very excited.
你赶快跑回洞穴，要告诉你其他的朋友。
And then you went back to the cave to tell the others who are still there.
我想你很聪明，你可以知道那些人的反应。
And I'm very sure that you can think about how those people in the cave will react.
你被骂是疯子。
And they will say that you are crazy.
明明就是这样，为什么说有彩色的？你一定是疯了。
Because all they see are the shadows, the black shadows. And how can you say that this world is full of colors?
这个比喻也可以用在我们的信仰哈。
And we can use this example or illustration in our faith.
你领受基督的恩典，领受基督的真光，你跟别人分享福音，很多人可能就是不愿意接受，不愿意相信。
How many times when you share the gospel, the true light to people, and probably they will not accept you?
奥古斯丁就是说，我们需要神的真光，唯独神是真光，他能照亮我们的心。
And just as Augustine said, it's only the true light of God that can enlighten our hearts.
我们看这个世界，平常我们就借着科学、借着艺术等等的学习，我们就认识了一些知识。
We accumulate certain kinds of knowledge through arts and the other things in education.
但是那个就像被绑在这个洞穴里的人看的是黑影的晃动。
Actually, we are just like those people who are tied in the cave, and all we can see are the shadows before us.
人只有接受基督的真光，他才真正去认识这个世界是什么。
Only at the time that we accepted Jesus Christ and we are and His light shone in our life, then do we really know what life really is?
从基督的真光，我们才有真知识。
From the true light of Jesus Christ, then we have true knowledge.
保罗这样的一个神学者，他在受基督的光照之后，他改变了。
For a theologian, even like Paul, when Christ shone on him, then he really changed.
所以我们在这一段地点，我要分享的就是生命的光与暗。
So our first point is the light and the darkness in our life.
生命的光与暗在于哪里呢？分别在于哪里呢？
So what is the contrast between light and darkness in our life?
有一首诗歌我们都很熟悉，就是奇异恩典。
We are very familiar with the song, the hymn Amazing Grace.
知道谁做的吗？
And I'm sure we know the author.
知道吗？ John Newton 嘛。
So it's John Newton who wrote the song.
好，他说，前我诗上今被寻回，瞎眼今得看见。
Before I was lost, but now I'm found. Before I'm blind, but now I see.
我想很多人知道他的故事。
I'm very sure that many of us also know his story.
我就稍微简单提一下就好。
And that I will just talk about it very briefly.
John Newton, 他的妈妈是很敬虔的基督徒。
The mother of John Newton is a very devout Christian.
是英国人。
And she's an Englander.
在John Newton 小时候，他就带他背圣经，带他祷告，带他唱圣诗。
So she taught John Newton even while he was small to sing hymns and to memorize Bible verses.
很可惜，妈妈在他七岁的时候过世了。
But the mom passed away when John Newton was only 7.
他的爸爸是西班牙人，是个水手，航海的。
And his father was a Spaniard and he was a sailor.
西班牙跟你们有点关系哈。
Yes, Spain has a lot of relationship with the Philippines.
好，然后那个 John Newton 他去上学之后，他觉得学校束缚很多，很辛苦，他不要上学。
John Newton did not like the school that he attended because he felt that there's so much control.
所以十一岁他就跟他爸爸去航海了。
So he followed his father to be a sailor.
那后来呢？他当兵的时候，他就就逃兵。
When he became a soldier, actually he played a war.
所以又被抓回来。
And he was brought back.
所以他的小就说。算是才小时候的时候，到青年时期，事实上都是一直很不平，就是很困顿。
So actually, he doesn't have a very smooth teenage years.
当他退伍的时候呢，他去参加那个贩卖奴隶的这个工作。
So after he came out of the army, then he joined in the trade of slaves.
他的跟着船呢，就是浪荡四海，然后呢，在非洲那边就是抓非洲人来贩卖。
So much of his time was spent in getting slaves from Africa and bringing them to other parts of the world.
他生活非常非常的糜烂放荡，然后把他所有的钱都花尽了。
So actually, he lived a life, okay, wherein he spent all that he has earned.
他后来反而被抓起来，在非洲被抓到，然后在非洲当非洲人的奴隶。
So actually, he was apprehended in Africa and he became a slave in Africa.
非洲人恨他，因为他以前是贩奴的，所以就很虐待他。
Because he was in the business of slavery, so they also treat him that way.
他的爸爸后来听到他的遭遇，就把他救回来。
Later on, his father saved him from this circumstance.
当他从非洲要回英国那个路上呢，在船上他就遇到非常非常大的风浪。
So on his way back to England, there was a storm in the sea.
几乎要沉了，船几乎要沉了。
And the ship almost sank.
有点像保罗那个时候的遭遇啊。
Maybe like the experience of Paul when he was on his way to Rome.
John Newton 呢，他小时候妈妈教导他的，这时候向他提醒了。
So actually, during this experience, he began to recall the things that his mother has taught him when he was young.
他说，神啊，上帝啊，救我！如果你救我安全地回到英国，我就一生做你的奴隶。
God, save me and let me arrive safely in England, and I will serve you as a slave all my life.
他那时候可是怕死这样呼叫出来的。
Of course, he prayed at that time because he was afraid of death.
可是那个船长哦，神安排的很好。我想是神听他妈妈的祷告。
I think it's the Lord's arrangement that the captain of the ship at that time.
他是船长，是一个敬虔的基督徒。
And the captain was a devout Christian.
所以他影响了 John Newton.
And he influenced John Newton.
John Newton 他就羡慕基督徒的生活。
And from that time he began to inquire about this Christian life.
以前的船慢慢走啊，所以要走很久。
Of course, the ship at that time traveled very slowly.
他在船上他就读那个Thomas Kempis 的尊主圣范。
Okay, so while he was on the ship, then he read the book by Thomas Kempis.
对，就是 The Imitation of Christ.
Imitation of Christ.
他在读的时候，我也鼓励你们读哈。我念大学的时候，我的传道人鼓励我读，我觉得也受帮助。他就很受感动，然后他就真是痛心悔改，就归主了。
I'd also like to encourage you to read this book, The Imitation of Christ. And after John Newton read this book, he really repented and came to the Lord.
但后来跟约翰卫斯理兄弟他们一起学习神学。
And he learned his theology from the Wesley brothers.
然后呢，也甚至我想他很聪明啊，小时候没念书，可是他现在跟他们一起读拉丁文跟希伯来文。
And although he doesn't have much education before, but he was able to master the Latin, the Greek, and the Hebrew.
所以你以前如果觉得说没有学得很好，不要灰心。
So actually, if you have problem learning Greek and Hebrew now, please do not be discouraged.
你至少比 John Newton 还学多一点吧。
I'm very sure you learn more than John Newton.
所以你学希腊文、希伯来文都很有盼望的。
So you really still have hope in learning Greek and Hebrew.
他后来就被圣公会安立作为牧师，一生就是服侍主。
And so later on, he was ordained as a pastor by the Episcopalian Church, and he served the Lord for the rest of his life.
我们对 John Newton 的故事，我们会受感动，然后很多基督徒的故事也类似如此。
We are so touched by the story of John Newton, and also likewise about the lives of many other Christians.
我们常常会说。基督带领我从黑暗的世界或者黑暗的那个道的堕落的那个世界转向光明 的世界。
Many times we said that it's the Lord who brought us into the light from the darkness.
在台湾很多出来做见证或者说很受注目的见证人很多是以前是更生人。
And in Taiwan, we also have many of these Christians who came out of the darkness.
就是以前是江湖的大哥啊黑道吸毒、贩毒啊，等等这类的哈。
The addicts, you know, those from the underground world, and they have came to know Christ.
那对他们信主之后呢，他们真心悔改，也服侍主，然后为主做见证。
So after they came to know the Lord, they really repented and they served the Lord.
这是我们比较熟悉的。
And these are all very familiar to us.
可是我们来想保罗。
But let us think about Paul.
保罗是一个从道德非常非常崇高，别人看到他都要跟他敬礼说：“老师你好。
Okay. ”Paul actually is a very moral person, and he was well respected by people.
他道德好，信仰也很好。
And actually, he was morally upright, and he has is very good also in his faith.
学术地位高，社会地位也很好。
So he has a very high position in terms of morality.
他的生活可以说是完全的。
And we can say that he is almost a perfect person.
在他还没遇到基督之前，我想他觉得他已经完美的 完美到不行这样。
So before he came to know the Lord, he really would think that he is the most perfect person in the world.
但是耶稣基督的光光照他之后, 他才知道说, 众人之中我是什么罪魁。
But it's only when the light of Christ shone on him that he realized that he is the chief of sinners.
所以生命的黑暗跟光明不是道德的高或低。
So when we talk about the contrast between light and darkness in our life, it's not a matter of just morality.
我们华人很，华人的世界呢，很注重道德。基督徒信主之后，应该变成道德好的人。
So for in our Chinese world, we focus a lot on morality. So we are expected, you know, as a Christian, we must have very high moral standards.
我在中国或欧洲华人教会在教导的时候，很多同学都非常肯定，对，这是我们的标准。And
many of the Chinese, whether in Europe or in China, during our classes, they will confirm that that is what the Chinese focus on.
但是弟兄姐妹，如果道德是我们的标准的话，保罗不用信主的。But
if morality is our sole standard, then Paul doesn't have to come to Christ.
生命的黑暗跟光明在于说，人是不是认识基督、归向基督、顺从基督。And
really, the difference between light and darkness in the life of a person is whether he has come to know the Lord or not.
未信主以前是这样，信主以后也是这样。So
before he knew the Lord, he's in darkness, and after he has come to know the Lord, then he's in the light.
所以我们信主之后，我们的 目标或者我们的方向还是在于说跟从基督。
So after we have come to know the Lord, our direction is following Jesus Christ.
在我的研究当中有一个神学家，我一直非常喜欢他。
In my research, I like one of the theologian.
他其实就是诠释学的始祖。
How do you say that in English? 诠释学，hermeneutics。 So he's an expert in hermeneutics.
他就是丹麦的齐克国 Kierkegaard.
Kierkegaard from Denmark.
是，他有本书叫做《恐惧与战栗》。
So he has written a book about fear and
trembling.
Fear and trembling.
他这本书他讲亚伯拉罕献以撒的故事。
And he talked about how Abraham sacrificed Isaac.
他说。 借着这本这个故事，他说基督徒，或者说应该说一个人最高的人生的那个一个阶段或人生的一个境界是对上帝的顺服。And
he was saying that through this story, we know that the highest point of a person, or his relationship, with God is to obey God.
那是高于道德的。And
that is even higher than good morality.
如果 亚伯拉罕领受神的这个向道说的话，然后他就去跟其他他的社会人讨论说，哎，我这样做好不好？他得到结果是什么？
If Abraham received the call of God and he discussed it with his the people during that time, what will happen to him?
所以道德来讲，是每一个人都应该一起去，或者说不管是不是信主的人都应该遵守的一个社会规范。
Actually, whether you're Christian or not, we should have good morals.
但是一个基督徒，他更要遵守的是神要他做什么。But
for a Christian, it's far, far more important that what did God wants him to do?
认定神、跟从神、顺服神，这是一个基督徒他受呼召的一个方向。So
as we receive the call of God, it is for us to affirm God's calling, and we must follow what He wills and desires.
好，我们再回到保罗的记事，我们看到还有一点我们可以来想。
Coming back to this narrative, we can think about another point.
我们看到在保罗他的生命中，过去是有很确定的事，但是对他来说，现在生命是不确定的。确定。Sure. So
in Paul's life, he thought that, you know, before he would think that he's very sure about his life, but after knowing Christ, probably he's not as sure as before.
确定跟不确定在于过去他遵守律法，他觉得按着律法做就是确定的。In
the past, because he believes that keeping the law, then that is something for sure.
现在的不确定是他必须时时刻刻来仰望基督。But
now he's not very sure because for every second of his life, he has to look to the Lord.
凡事寻求神的引导。
And in everything, he has to ask for God's direction.
只有神是他的确定。
It is only God who is his surety.
他说我只有一件事。
Paul said, I only have one thing.
就是忘记背后。
And that is forgetting what is behind.
努力面前的。
And pressing forward to what is before me.
向着标杆直跑。
And pressing towards the goal.
那个标杆就是上帝所定的方向。
And that goal is the direction that God has set for him.
所以生命的不确定在于他必须定睛在神身上来寻得他的确定。
So when we say that Paul is not sure about his life, it's because that he has to constantly follow the direction of God.
在使徒行传21章记载一个事件。
In Acts 21, there is another record.
保罗要上耶路撒冷去。
Paul is going up to Jerusalem.
但是推罗的人还有一个叫雅加布的先知呢，都受圣灵感动来劝阻他。
But the prophet Agabus prophesied and tell him not to go.
所以你知道耶路撒冷必定会被捆绑，或者是那边有大灾难。
Because something bad will happen to him when he go to Jerusalem.
可是保罗他自己在神面前的祷告，他心中很确定他要上去。
But his prayer before God, and he's very sure, and he would go to Jerusalem.
我想神借着周围的这些人是来提醒保罗，或者让保罗自己在反省说，我到底要不要去，我到底要做什么。
So actually, what the people around him told him is really to help Paul to rethink, okay, what must he really do?
所以很多时候我们尤其在座很多都已经是奉献自己要服侍主的人。
So many times, all of us, we have already dedicated ourselves to serve the Lord.
你必须要学习，或者是我也必须要学习，我单单是到神面前来寻求我确定该走的路。
We must all come before the Lord and learn that in every step, we must seek the Lord's will.
别人也可能是出于好意，也有可能是出于圣灵提醒他说，你要去提醒他，确实会有这些事发生。
Maybe many times people around us will remind us about certain things, and these are good.
但是你自己要在神面前来确定。
But you must affirm or confirm all this before God.
我应当做什么？
What must I do?
保罗说，我为主耶稣的名不但被人捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷也是愿意的。
And Paul said, even though I should be apprehended and I should die for the Lord, I'm willing to do that.
那是在各种不确定当中，他在神面前寻求的确定。
So in a way, it is among so much unsure things or circumstances, and yet he's so sure about following Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到说，他在耶路撒冷的时候确实是遭遇到灾难的。
So for sure, he went to Jerusalem and there he was apprehended.
可是在耶路撒冷他有机会向会众来见证。
And yet in Jerusalem he has a chance to share his testimony.
后来还能够在巡抚腓力斯的面前来见证。
And he can also share his experience before the governor Felix.
还在分封王亚基帕王面前来见证。
And he was able to testify for the Lord before King Agrippa.
最后在罗马，他上到罗马，也在那里不断的为主来传讲真理。
And upon arrival in Rome, he was also able to testify for the Lord.
所以主用奇妙的方式带领他，让他来回应最起初的呼召。
So the Lord has allowed him in wondrous ways to testify and to serve the call that he has received in the first place.
所以我想保罗他在这个亚基帕王面前的时候，他自己也到受圣灵的感动。
So before King Agrippa, Paul was led by the Holy Spirit.
虽然被捆绑，但是就有这样奇妙的机会，他向许许多多的罗马人还有这个王来见证耶稣基督。
So in spite of the fact that in a way he was a prisoner, but he was able to testify for the Lord.
像甚至在罗马，他也可以向那些罗马的禁卫军来见证基督。
And even in Rome, he can also testify to the soldiers who are guarding him.
所以他在亚基帕王面前说，故此我没有违背起初的那个意象。
And so before King Agrippa, I can boldly say, I have not disobeyed the heavenly vision.
我们不知道神会用什么方式来带领我们，来成就他在我们身上的呼召。
We may not know what are the means by which God will lead us to follow him.
这是一条不确定的路。
In a way, it is an unsure path.
但是唯一确定的是我们的主。
But what is sure is our Lord.
我们每天要定睛在主身上。
Every day, we must focus our eyes on Him.
刚刚林主任介绍说我在 Frankfurt 完成我的博士学位。
A while ago, in the introduction, Elder Lim, mentioned that I finished my dissertation at Frankfurt University.
这不是我的生涯规划。
Not 不是你规划的。
Career,
yeah. Actually, it is not part of your,
my plan.
Your plan. It's not part of my plan before.
我神呼召我服侍他的时候，我的牧师问我说，你为什么要读神学院？
When God called me and my pastor asked me, why do you want to go to the seminary?
我回答了一句那时我不太明白的话。
Actually, I answered him in words that I do not even understand myself.
我说我要做神学研究。
I said I want to do theological research.
我的牧师说那是什么？
And my pastor asked me, what is that?
因为我的教会是在一个很台湾比较乡下的教会。
Because my church in Taiwan is more provincial.
我牧师说你在教会做执事带主日学然后带青年团去什么都做了哈，这样就好了为什么要读神学院
So my pastor was saying you have taught in Sunday school you lead the fellowships and this is enough why do you want to go to seminary
其实他要说你是我的好帮手你走了我怎么办
I hear what he's saying because you are my great helper and if you leave what will happen to me
但事实上神呼召来到的时候你就是要走了
But when the call of GodComes to you, you have to follow.
我真的不知道为什么我会回答那句话，但是我那时候是就是说我就是回答那句话了。
Even though I cannot explain how I why I answered that way, but that's my answer to my pastor at that time.
但是我去华神读两年的时候，我就念不下去了。
But after being in China Evangelical Seminary for 2 years, it seems that I cannot go on anymore.
那里有最好最好的老师。
Of course, we have the best teachers there.
我受益很多
and I have learned a lot
但是可能跟你们一样一下子好多东西进来 我就说、哦、我好了我要走了
but maybe just like most of us you know you feel oh so many good things but I'm leaving
我去牧会
I will go back to the pastorate
我完全忘记什么神学研究那个我已经忘记了
I want to forget about research in theology
我去教会侍奉
I want to serve in the church
释放两年之后我想 我念圣硕还不够应该完成道硕一般其实一般牧会要求是道硕哈
So I served a church for another 2 years but I feel that at least I should have an MDiv
我就回去跟学校老师说我想申请回来读道硕
So I went back to my school and I said, told them I want to apply for the MDiv program
跟我讲的那个老师他是我们那时候华神有出版社哈他是出版社的主任。
Actually, the professor who talked to me, he was heading the publication department in CES.
他说我们现在的出版社正好缺主编以前你学习的还不错你要不要回来试试看当主编
He said, you know, at this point we need an editor.For our publishing department, and your grades are not bad, why don't you come and be the editor?
念书再慢一点。
Okay. And you can, you know, study later.
每个人都在找帮手啊。
And we are looking for somebody to help.
我自己想想，我想起以前神的呼召哈。
But I think about the God's call before.
我想，文字工作至少跟那个研究好像近一点吧。
I think being an editor is closer to research.
也许上帝那时候呼召是说文字工作这样。
Maybe God is calling me to literature work.
所以我就进去出版社担任主编，我做了四年。
So I work as the chief editor of the publishing arm of our seminary for 4 years.
在那四年里面，我学习非常多。
I learned a lot of things in those 4 years.
像你们。图书馆如果我还没进去看呢、哦、像旧约神学词典 有看过吗、
okay.
或者是那个更新变化的宣教还有救赎进程等等这些书、哦、都是那个时候编的太长了、
okay. So actually, there are a lot of books published by CES, okay? They came out during those 4 years.
我在那个过程一边编书一边学习非常多那真的是预备研究的一个过程。
Actually, you know, even as I work as an editor at that time, actually I'm learning how to be a good researcher.
我以为一辈子都会做那个工作了。
I thought I'm going to spend all my life there.
但是 四年的时候，神又开始动我，该走了。
And yet after 4 years, God moved me again. It's time to move ahead.
所以我回去念道硕，然后学校正好已经开始有神硕的课程。
And so I entered the MD program, and the school is just beginning their THM program.
所以我就道硕、神硕都完成了。
So I finished both my MDiv and my THM.
我以为神硕完成之后就差不多了。
And I thought that, you know, that would be enough.
因为我没有钱。
First, I don't have money.
然后我也没有什么很好的语文能力哦。
And I don't think I'm very strong in language.
对了，英文当时还可以。
well, I can go on with by my English.
对，但是就是觉得说美国、英国对我是太陌生了这样。
So going to the States, probably it's something far away from me.
然后一个老师也跟我说，哎，年纪有点大了，要念书好像有点慢。
Okay. And one teacher told me, you're a little bit old already, so probably you'll be slow in your studies.
所以我念完神硕，我想就这样子了。
So I thought, no, that will be the end of my theological education.
唯一鼓励我的是我去旁听台湾大学的课程。
The only thing that encouraged me is one time I sit in a program in the University of Taiwan.
对，台湾大学离华城很近，我去旁听那个哲学系的课程。
The university is very close to my seminary, so I sit in their philosophy class.
那个哲学系的教授他竟然鼓励我说，你是应该继续念书的人。
And the professor encouraged me, you are someone who should continue studying.
我觉得很压抑啊。
I'm very pressured.
但是我就听听就算了。
So I heard it and, you know, I don't think much about it.
没有想到真的是过了两年多三年的时候神开路，我就去德国读书了。
I didn't expect that after 2 to 3 years, then the Lord opened the way for me to study in Germany.
如果有时间分享，我会分享更多那一段期间实在有非常非常多奇妙的事哈。
If only we have time, you know, I'd like really like to share about the wondrous things that happened during those years.
但是我要讲就是，就像保罗他信主之后，他的行程是不确定的一样。
But it's just like Paul, you know, after he believed in Jesus Christ, then he became unsure in that aspect.
基督在他身上有一个确定的呼召。
And yet the Lord has a very sure call in his life.
但在保罗身上他不知道那个路会是怎样走。
But for Paul, he did not know how he's going to walk that path.
我回想我的路我觉得很奇妙。
And when I look at my own life, I feel it's also very wonderful.
因为后来我真的就是在神学研究的这个路上了。
Because later on, I really trod the path of theological research.
而且我可能比在台湾，我不是说比高低，我是说那个过程哈，就我可能比台湾的很多神学院的老师更有机会做研究。
So it's not to boast about myself, but actually I can say that I have more opportunities to do research in theology than many other professors in Taiwan.
因为我读完博士学位的回台湾的时候，我有机会进入到那个中原大学去教书。
Because when I finished my doctorate, I have a chance to come back to Taiwan and I taught at Zhongyuan University.
中原大学有宗教研究所，我在那边有三年半的时间。
And they also have a theology department there. I spent about 3 years in that university.
在大学教书一定被要求要一定要做研究，要不断的出版。
Because as a professor in the university, you're required to continue researching and to publish.
所以刚刚林老师说的，我就是不断的哈，每年一定都回到德国去我熟悉的这个研究环境去研究去出版。
So as mentioned a while ago, every year I should go back to Germany to do some research.
以前不知道神学研究是什么，现在就很知道了。
Before I don't know what is theological research, now I know what it is.
但是我必须说那个路怎么走来的，我真的不知道。
But at that point, I really know how I come about going in this path.
但神是我的确定，我进入神学院之后就学习常常仰望神。
But God is my surety, and even in seminary, I learned how to walk this path.
所以我们在保罗身上看到说，他的生命翻转了，改变了，基督是他翻转的那个轴心。
And here we would see that God is the one who make that turnabout in the life of Paul.
在他与基督相遇之后，他的生命天天在基督里重新的定位。
So after he met the Lord, then every day he repositioned himself in the Lord.
他不知道前面每一天当如何走，所以他在祷告当中，我们也看到他的传福音的过程。有时候他想向东，然后神要他向西。
So every day, in one aspect, he may not be sure, but in his prayer life, he may want to go east, but the Lord wants him to go west, so he was constantly following the Lord's leading.
所以耶稣基督是他每天生活定位的方向。
So actually, every day, it's the Lord who continues to lead his way and his direction.
以至于到后来他说，故此我没有违背起初的意向跟呼召。
Such that he was able to say, I did not disobey the heavenly vision.
保罗的经历应该是我们每一个基督徒的经历。
I feel that the experience of Paul should be the experience of every Christian.
特别是我们被呼召来顺服神、来侍奉神的人。
And especially for each one of us who are called by God to serve Him.
我们记得那个生命的光跟黑暗不在于道德，不在于一个社会的地位。
So we understand that the difference between light and darkness is not based on morality.
唯独基督是我们生命的翻转的一个轴心。
But it is Jesus Christ who is making that turn about or turn around in our life.
我们的确定唯独天天在基督面前来寻求我们的确定。
So Jesus Christ is that pivotal point in our life, and He is the surety of our life and direction every day.
也许你现在还不觉得怎么样，可是有一天当你成为大牧师的时候，
Maybe today you don't feel it, but one day when you become a big pastor or a great pastor,
你会觉得每天都很确定的。
Probably you are thinking, oh, I'm very sure about my ways every day.
因为我手下就是这么多的父母在协助我。
Because every day I have my associate pastors to help me.
我的一千多人、两千多人的会友就是很敬重我。
And all my congregation, 1,000, 2,000, they respected me very much.
每年的事工就是跟同工就很容易就定出来，都清清楚楚的。
And every day, you know, we can set our plans for that year.
就是很确定的。
As if you know, it's a very sure path.
但是我们学习，我们应该保持每天都是不确定的态度。
But I think we can learn from Paul that attitude-wise, every day, we are not sure by ourselves about ourselves.
是，我们的确定唯独是天天在基督面前来重新定位。
The only thing that we can be sure is that every day, we will know what Christ would like us to do.
保罗说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Paul said, you know, I've been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
It's no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活。
But it is Jesus Christ who lives in me.
我们要如何让基督在我里面活呢？
How do we allow Jesus Christ to live in us?
我们每天还是有自己的想法、自己的脾气、自己的计划。
Because we still have our plans, we have our temperament each day.
是，对不起。但是就是学习像保罗这样，我们天天回到神面前来，基督才是我的定位，让基督在我里面活出来。
So we have to be just like Paul. Every day we will come back to the Lord Jesus Christ who will reposition us.
愿保罗他的生命、他的事迹、他的记事激励我们。
May the experience and the life of Paul be our encouragement.
我们一起来祷告。
Okay, let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
让我们今天早上一起在这边敬拜，分享你的话。
That we can worship you this morning and we can share your word.
你知道我们在座每一位都是愿意奉献一生服侍你的人。
And you know that all of us here who are seated here, we are willing to dedicate our life to serve you.
求你继续照你的应许，天天光照我们的心。
Lord, may you continue to shine upon us every day according to your promise.
让我们从自己的黑暗转向你的光明。
So that we can turn to light from our own darkness.
让我们学习保罗。
That we will learn from Paul.
忘记背后，努力面前的。
We will forget the past and to press forward.
天天愿意让基督在我里面活。
And every day we'll allow Jesus Christ to live in us.
天天让基督成我生命的方向跟定位。
Every day we allow Jesus Christ to be our direction.
我们这样祷告。
We pray all this
奉主耶稣基督的圣名
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.